What's going on, guys? It's Justin here with Fox English Learning, and we've had a lot of fun learning English this week. Last lesson, we got to look at the difference between was and were, and we looked into the subjunctive tense to understand when to use them. But this is going to be part two of using was versus were, and also I'm going to quiz you on it. So this is going to be a quiz for your English usage of was and were. And we're going to always have Learn English with the Bible and having fun. Listen to this quick sponsor, and we'll get right into our English lesson for today. Thanks so much to listen for that sponsor and allowing students all over the world to continue to learn English for free. So as I said in the introduction, we're going to be looking at was versus were. What's the difference and how do you use them? Part two. So the last English lesson we have, we talked about when to use were and when to use was. Now, when we were talking about that in our last lesson, you've got to understand that that wasn't the only explanation of when to use them. You can use them in different situations, and I want to break it down more in detail. But first, let's do a quick review of what we went over last lesson. Then we'll go into the new lesson for using was and were, and then we'll go transition into our quiz. So the last English lesson we had with using was and were, we talked about how you use was for things that were reality. So my name is Justin. That's something that's reality. Or you could say yesterday I was studying English. That's something that's reality. Okay. Now, when you're using things that's not reality or that's not really happening or something you wish for, like think about a wish. A wish is something you don't have, but you desire to have it. So it's not reality. It's not real. You do not really have it. In that situation, you would use were. Like you could say, I wish I were a millionaire. I wish I were a professional soccer player. They wish they were English speakers. They wish they were from Korea, things like that. That is when you use were. That's one of the situations, okay? When you use was or were. You're always going to use were when you're talking about things that are conditional or that are not in reality, that are not real. I wish I were on an airplane. I wish I were on a beach. I wish I were 7 feet tall. I wish I were in the NBA. She wishes she were his wife, things like that, okay? That is when you're always going to use were. Remember that because we're going to quiz you on it later today. But in general, when do you use was and when do you use were? First off, you need to understand what they are. They are both the past tense form of the verb to be, okay? But it's an irregular verb. So it's not, you wouldn't say to be to talk about in the past. It would be was is the past version of to be, all right? So when you use words like I, he, she, or it, you're going to say was. So it would be I was, she was, he was, and it was, unless you're referring to conditionals or things like that. That's what it's being different. But just in general, when you use I, he, she, or it, you're going to use was, okay? But that's just in general. Now, when you use phrases like you, yours, or we or they, you're going to use were. So you would say you were, your, you could say your were, yours were, we were, they were, things like that. That is when you would use those, okay? So you would say I was, you would say you were, you would say he was, she was, it was, okay? So of the singular ones, I is going to have a was. He is was, she is was, it was. But when you talk about you, that's when you would say were. So typically remember that when using a singular verb, I'm sorry, when using a singular noun or anything like that, or a subject, typically you're going to use was unless you're using you. So anytime you're using singular, which is, remember, that's just one person, you're going to use was except for you. So it would be I was, he was, she was, it was. Unless you're using you, it would be you were. Now, let's talk about things in plural. Now, if it's plural, that's when you would use were. You would say we were, you were, and they were. There is no plural of using was, okay? Even when you're talking about conditionals or things not in reality, you're still going to want to use were in that situation. So let's review that really quick. When you're talking about things that are in the subjunctive form or the subjunctive or however you want to say it form, when remember that's something that you wish for typically, you're going to use were no matter what. No matter what the subject or the noun is, you're going to use were. I wish I were a millionaire. She wishes she were her husband. She wishes she was his wife. They wish they were together. Or I wish I were Michael Jordan. Or I wish I were Messi. Or I wish I was anything like that. That's when you're going to use were. Now, when you take away that situation, just in a typical sentence, if you're using a singular subject, it's going to be was. So it would be I was, he was, she was, it was. Now, when you're using the verb you, I mean, sorry, when you're using the subject or the noun you, you're going to say were. You would say you were. Now, everything else that's plural would be were also. So we were, you were, and they were, okay? That's how that works with the singular and plural. So that was the lesson on using was and were. So now let's transition into testing you guys to see if you can pick out when to use was or when to use were. Let's help you improve your English and let's have fun. So listen to one more quick sponsor and we'll get into our English quiz slash test for today. Awesome, guys. Thanks again for listening to that sponsor. But let's waste no more time. Let's get into the English test for today. So how this is going to go is I'm going to read a sentence and I'm going to leave a blank. And you're going to tell me what goes in that blank. Would it be was or were? So I'll give you a few seconds after I say each sentence. Some of them I'll say more than once. And I'll give you a few seconds to think whether you should use was or were. And once you have your answer, I want you to say it out loud so that you can practice speaking. It's one thing to know how to say it in your head, but you need to be able to pronounce it and say it confidently, okay? You need to be a confident English speaker, so that takes practicing. So when I read this sentence, you read it out loud with what you think is the correct word to put in the space. So here's an example. The first one, I blank driving to work yesterday. I blank driving to work yesterday. Would you put was or were in this sentence? Would it be, I was driving to work yesterday? Or would it be, Would it be, I was driving to work yesterday? Or would it be, I were driving to work yesterday? What do you think the answer is? The answer for this one is I was driving to work yesterday. Remember, anytime you're using a singular subject besides you, it's going to be was. So hopefully you got that one correct. And practice saying that out loud. I was driving to work yesterday. I was driving to work yesterday. Okay, practice that pronunciation so you can see which syllables to stress and you can hear me saying it. Next question. You blank drinking some water. You blank drinking some water. Would it be were or was that you would put in this sentence? Would it be you were drinking some water? Or would it be you was drinking some water? You tell me. Make sure you're practicing saying these out loud. Would it be you were drinking some water? Or would it be you was drinking some water? The correct sentence would be you were drinking some water. I wanted to throw that one in there to see if it would trick you guys. Because usually if it's singular, you're going to use was. Besides when you're using you, that is when you would use were. Next one. They blank nowhere to be seen. They blank nowhere to be seen. Would it be they were nowhere to be seen or they was nowhere to be seen? The correct answer would be they were nowhere to be seen. Let me say that again to make sure you guys can hear the pronunciation. They were nowhere to be seen. Remember, if it's a plural subject besides you, if it's plural subject, it's going to be were. So they were nowhere to be seen. Next one. She blank at the soccer park. She blank at the soccer park. Would it be she was at the soccer park or she were at the soccer park? What do you guys think that one is? Was it she were at the soccer park or she was at the soccer park? The correct answer would be she was at the soccer park. Okay, so remember, with he, she, or it, also with I, you're going to use was, and with you, we, or they, you're going to use, make sure that's right, yes, with you, we, or they, you're going to use were. There's another one for you. I blank, it were warmer outside. I'm sorry, let me say that again. I gave you the answer. Let's go to the next question. If I blank taller, I could dunk a basketball. If I blank taller, I could dunk a basketball. Would it be if I were taller, I could dunk a basketball? Or would it be if I was taller, I could dunk a basketball? The correct answer, guys, would be if I were taller, I could dunk a basketball. I want you to hear my pronunciation again. If I were taller, I could dunk a basketball. Now, I want you to think, if you got that one wrong, why did you get that wrong? Because you're like, hey, when you use I, you use was. But remember, if it's talking about something you wish for, you're going to use were, no matter what. So let's do a quick review, and then we'll move into the last part of our lesson, which is learning English by reading the Bible. So remember, anytime you're using I, he, she, or it, you're going to use was. Anytime you use I, he, she, or it, you're going to use was. Anytime you use we, you, or they, you're going to use were. Anytime you use we, you, or they, you're going to use were, unless you're talking in the subjunctive mood. And that's hypotheticals. So unless you're talking in the subjunctive mood, anytime you do that, it's going to be it were, he were, she were, they were, I were. All of those are going to be that. If I were, if he were, if she were, okay? Remember that. So anytime you're going to say wish, you're going to put were with it, okay? Anytime you're just talking in the other situations, that's not. So I hope you guys enjoyed that lesson. It's really, really fun, but let's move into the last portion of our lesson, which is learning English by reading the Bible. We'll go to a quick break real quick with a sponsor, and then we'll finish up our lesson. All right, guys. So we're finishing up our lesson. We just finished going over was and were, and now we're going to finish up today's lesson with learning English by reading the Bible. So we've been in the book of Proverbs, and we've been looking at chapter 1, and so far we went over 3 verses, and it's been a lot of fun. We learned about the word purpose, we learned about the word wisdom, we learned about what it means to be wise, we learned about discipline, and we learned all those definitions. So if you have not listened to the past lessons and you want to learn those words, make sure you go back and listen to those lessons. Also, you got to hear from our other teacher, Patrick, as he talked to you guys about what it looks like for him to look for godly wisdom and what it looks like also to look for just wisdom that the world can offer, okay? And also, you guys had a memory verse. If you don't know what that is, a memory verse is where you remember a verse. Sorry, I said a verse. Where you remember a verse of the Bible in English and you practice saying it out loud to improve your English. Our memory verse was John 3:16. And over the next week, I want you guys to practice memorizing that verse in English. And what you can actually do is you can message me on the Anchor app, or you can send me a voice message on Facebook of you saying your memory verse. So of you saying John 3:16 out loud. So here's the verse that we're memorizing. I want you guys to hear me say it so that you can improve saying it out loud also. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Let me read that one more time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. So actually with this lesson, I'm actually going to send you this verse. Some of my students, I'm going to send you a picture of this verse on Facebook with the recording. So make sure you click the link on my Facebook page to get all of my lessons sent to you so you can get things like that. So what this verse has to do with is it's talking about God's love for the world, about how much God loves us, okay? So the first part said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. A good question is, what does that mean? What does God's love for us have to do with him giving his only son? If you don't know who it's talking about there, the son is Jesus. That's who that's talking about. But why did God have to send Jesus for us? Well, see, we have rebelled against God because of sin. So because of sin and our rebellion, we can no longer be in relationship with God because he's so set apart, he can have nothing to do with sin. But in order that we can be brought back to him, he sent the son Jesus to die on the cross for our places. So the Bible talks about, for the wages of sin is death. So when you hear the word wages, what do you guys think about? When I hear the word wages, I think about what you get paid to work at a job. That's what it means for your wages, what you're getting paid. So let's say if you work at a hotel, if they pay you $4 an hour, that's your wages. You get what you've worked for. You get what you earn. And the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. So what do we get for sin? We get death. And that everyone on this planet has sinned. So we all deserve death and hell and separation from God. But John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So, okay, he sent the son to die in our place. But what does that mean? That means that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So God sends his son so that we can have eternal life with him. Okay. And it's just so crazy to see how much God loves us. It's not based off where we're from. If we're a male or female, it doesn't matter if we used to be Buddhist or Hindu, or if we used to be whatever religion. What it matters is that we surrender our lives to Jesus Christ. We believe in him. And once we believe in him, we no longer have to live in separation from God. When we die, we know where we're going. We know we're not going to hell. We know we're going to heaven with God because we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, what's great about that is it doesn't just end there. It's not like we just say that prayer. Okay, God, I believe in you. I believe in Jesus and you're saved. Now, once you surrender your life to Christ, you know where you're going with you when you die. But what do you need to do on this earth while you're living? And that's what we're going to talk about in our next English lesson is after you get saved, which salvation is just getting saved from your sin. So you no longer have to go to hell. You've now been saved from that. You no longer get the wages for your sin. Now you receive eternal life in heaven with God through Jesus Christ. Okay. So in our next lesson, I'm going to talk to you guys about no matter where you live, no matter who you are, what God, pretty much God's plan for your life. What does he want all of us doing who have put our faith in him? And then after that, we'll pick up back in our study of Proverbs. But don't forget your memory verse. I'm going to say it one more time. And I want you guys to send me an audio message of you saying it once you can memorize it and once you can say it with confidence. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Don't forget, guys, send me a Facebook message of you saying it. Make sure you can say it with confidence in English. I hope all of you guys have a great day and have fun learning English.